Spotlight Now brings you in-depth interviews with newsmakers around the state on key issues facing our community. Spotlight Now, Tuesdays at 1 and 7 on K5, sponsored by the Hawaii Executive Collaborative.
Coming up on High Now Daily, Toby Tamai is here with a preview ahead of the 20th annual Waikiki Spam Jam. Here's what you need to know before this weekend. Then our McKenna Maduli joins us from the Hawaii Theater.
And I'm here live at the historic Hawaii Theater in the Manini Gallery, learning about a Hawaii-based artist in their new exhibit.
Plus, our Rachel Picaro is live at Watanabe Floral.
And Mother's Day is just around the corner, so I'm here checking in with Monty and his team at Watanabe Floral, where they've got the perfect gift for all the mamas in your life. Now stop everything and smell the roses. It's happening right now on High Now Daily.
High Now Daily, I'm Kai Noah Carlson. What a show we have to take you into the weekend. The 20th annual Waikiki Spam Jam is coming up. We're gonna have some Ono Grinds upstairs in the High Now kitchen. Also, local company Altris is here to talk about National Volunteer Month and how they're giving back to our local community. But right now, we're gonna kick things off right down the road here because Rachel is live at Watanabe Floral. We've got Mother's Day, we've got graduation season coming up. What's happening, Rach?
So much is going on here at Watanabe Floral, and I have to tell you, coming up is Mother's Day, one of my favorite days of the year, and I'm hearing one of the busiest times of the year here at Watanabe Floral. And of course, we've got Monty Pereira, the man of the hour. How's it going?
Good. Happy Mother's Day to our favorite High Now mommy.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm loving this. See, they have got so many good gift ideas for the moms, and I'm going to tell you, we love a perfect lepo'o. So tell us a little bit about what's going on for Mother's Day here at Watanabe Floral.
Oh, Mother's Day is going to be so exciting. I mean, the whole month of May is the busiest time of the year for us. So it starts with May Day next week, and then we're going to go ahead with Mother's Day the week after. Right now, we have a special. If you order by next week, Tuesday, or April the 30th, everything on our website on the Mother's Day page is $10 cheaper.
Woo, that's
prices
amazing.
Go up on May the 1st all the way through Mother's Day, and then free delivery on Monday and Tuesday, May 6th and 7th from Kahala all the way out to the Waipahu. We'll deliver it for free, and we'll go virtually island-wide out as far as Kapolei, Wahewa, Kaneohe, Kailua, Hawaii Kai for just $10 on those days as well, and then we'll deliver almost island-wide through Saturday, closed on Sunday.
Boom! You guys are just making it super easy for everybody to, you know, get their perfect gift for that special mama. And as we look here, you're going to see some of the really cool things that you could be gifting to whether it be your mom, your grandma, your sister, anybody. So let's talk about some of the arrangements we have.
See, one of the things that you're going to notice is that Valentine's Day, everything is roses. At Mother's Day, it's very little roses because what men don't know is that women like other types of flowers.
So okay.
I just want to highlight some of our popular pieces that are going to be featured for Mother's Day. Two tropical options, one a larger one called Mom's Exotic Hue, a smaller one called Tropical Brilliance. My personal favorite, which is a dozen roses with stargazer lilies called Only for Mom. And then this is Mother's Devotion. Again, you can see an assortment of popular spring flowers, even if it's got some roses in there. This one, no roses, but tulips and sunflowers, very bright colors called Springtime Favorite. And this one is called Blushing Blossoms, again, featuring Gerber daisies, roses, protea, and more. So just a couple of examples of some of the variety we're going to be having at Mother's Day, different from Valentine's Day.
Very cool. And I mean, you really know what you're doing around here. He's right. We do love the roses for Valentine's Day. But moms, we love the tropical arrangements. This is exactly what I would pick hint, hint, this is what I would pick. I love this. And I love that you guys are always supporting local florists,
yes.
The growers out there, and the other local businesses here. So tell us a little bit about those partnerships.
As much as we can buy local, we try to buy local. I mean, some of the things that we have back here, these orchid plants come from the Waianae Coast, so we're very happy with our partnership with S&W Orchids. Some of our dish gardens around there, I'm not sure you can see it, they come from the North Shore, from the Haleiwa area. On the food side, we have partnerships with Island Olive Oil, Hawaiian Paradise Candies, Enjoy Snacks, Island Olive Oil. So as many different partnerships as we can muster with local companies, it's all about collaboration and not competition, especially during holidays like Mother's Day.
Absolutely. So come on in to Watanabe Floral. Tell everybody hours of operation one more time before we go to break.
We are open from 9 to 4, special hours on the 10th, on Friday from 8 to 5, on the Saturday the 11th from 8 to 6. And remember, we're always closed on Sunday, so we will not be open on Mother's Day itself.
All right. Well, Monty, we are going to send things back to Kainoa, who's in the studio. But come on down if you need your Mother's Day fix for all those mamas in your life. Hey, Kainoa.
Okay, thank you so much, Rachel. And she already has a lepo'o to kick off today's show. Watanabe Floral is so fabulous. They have such a great variety of makana, especially for Mother's Day coming up. Right now, we're going to toss things over to the Hawaii Theater. That's where McKenna Maduli is standing by with a preview of Future Island Cultures, a new exhibit. How's it going?
Hey, Kainoa. You know, I'm super excited. I'm here at the historic Kauai Theater, getting to know more about the Manini Gallery. It's really neat right here in downtown Honolulu. I am joined now by Johnny Makaspere, who is the director and curator of the exhibit. Hi, thank you for having us.
Aloha. Thank you for coming, McKenna, and welcome to all the audience at Hawaii News Now.
Oh,
so we have a gorgeous exhibition here. I'm so glad you got to stop by. New work by the artist Solomon Robert Nui'inos.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a very popular artist throughout Hawaii. And so just to tell you a little bit about us, we're Manini Gallery. We work with local organizations like Hawaii Theater Center. We organize exhibitions wherever that we have empty wall space. So in this showcase, we see a lot of visions of Hawaiian science fiction, of polyfuturism.
So
by
neat.
This artist.
Yeah, and it's so great, and I love that you feature Hawaii-based artists who are known as well as up-and-coming artists. Tell me about this exhibit, Future Island. Just tell me about it.
Yeah, so Solomon Robert Nui'inos, as we all know, is a very eccentric and loving artist. So this is a vision of what it may look like in 10,000 years here in Hawaii, in a time when humanity and nature converge and meet pure equilibrium.
Yeah, that is really cool. And it's Future Island Cultures, by the way. And let's talk about meeting the artists, because you guys are going to be able to have, you've already launched this in early April. This goes till when, I believe, in May?
May 26th is when the exhibition closes. And we'll have the artist talk here on May 3rd for First Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be 6 to 7 p.m. So you can hear the words from this artist and hear exactly his process as how he created these lovely pieces we have. In front of us, this bioconstruct technician, one of the little people that inhabit his world that is overflowing with different kinds of life forms.
Yeah, I really love that. And you know, I didn't know about the Manini Gallery here at the Historic Kauai Theater, which is a really cool initiative by the theater itself. Can you just tell me more about the passion to support artists?
Yeah, absolutely. So Manini Gallery is my project. We partner with many different organizations. This exhibition we're looking at today represents our newest exhibition at Hawaii Theater Center. This is our third exhibition featuring Solomon Inos. In the past few years we've been open, and this is our first solo show featuring his work. So we get to dig deeper into his narrative and show off more of what he has to say through his special art practice.
Yeah, and I echo that. It's a very special art practice. We're going to show more of you that at home. This summer, you also have some really cool things happening. Let's share with our audience about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So after this exhibition goes down in May 26, we have He'enalu, the Art and Legacy of Hawaiian Surfing, which was originally presented at the Hearn Museum in Arizona. It's many different Native Hawaiian artists talking about the historic and legacy of surfing history in Hawaii. So thank you to our great sponsors like First Hawaiian Bank and MasterCard for allowing these kinds of programs to flourish here at this location and at other locations such as Prince Waikiki and the many other people we work with.
Yeah, this is really a great thing to have. And if there's more information, where can we tell everybody to find all the information?
Yeah, absolutely. The best place to keep up to date with what we're doing is on Instagram. Our Instagram is Manini Gallery, or you can go to our website, www.manini.gallery. No.com, and you'll find more information.
Oh, so wonderful. Thank you so much, Johnny. You guys stick around. We're going to continue to be here at the Manini Gallery. Kainoa, tell everybody to come out here. We'll see you guys in a little bit. I'll send it back to you in the studio.
Absolutely, Mahalo McKenna. Now, back over here in the Hainau studio, we want to toss things over to New York City. That's because Local Business Accelerator Program, Mana Up, is in the Big Apple to showcase local Hawaii businesses. Here's Ryan Kalesuji with a recap from Manhattan.
How's it going, gang? We are here in New York City for a very special event. Over 50 businesses and brands have made their way here to New York City for Mana Up and Shopify's Aloha Market. As you can see behind me, people here in New York City are loving the Hawaii products and are busy shopping. The businesses and brands that are here representing the island companies are hoping for big business this weekend here in the Big Apple.
It's been incredible. So we started setting up yesterday and it was like this blank canvas, and really seeing this entire two-story huge space in the heart of Soho just get activated with 56 brands, crazy activations, beautiful Monstera coming in, flowers flying in. The place is completely colorful and just so much energy.
It's a very exciting day today. We're kicking off the Mana Up and Shopify Aloha Market in New York City. It's a three-day shopping event that brings together so many wonderful Hawaii merchants who are sharing their products and their brand stories with the New York marketplace for the very first time. This partnership came to be after conversation with Melly James and the Mana Up team over many, many months now. It's been a long time in the making, and we're so excited to finally see this project come to life. It's a really exciting moment.
One of the unique things here at the Aloha Market is the Aloha for Maui section that features over 11 businesses and brands from the Valley Isle. Katie Cook and High Spice is one of those brands. Katie, great to see you. What does it mean to be here in New York City to be a part of this event?
We're just so excited to be here. Mana Up and Shopify, it's a great combination. We love spicing up the Big Apple. And just being here with all of our former cohorts and other groups from Mana Up.
What does it mean for you for being part of this Maui contingency to be here with your fellow entrepreneurs that represent Valley Isle?
We're just so proud to represent Maui, Maui Noko'oi, of course. And just, you know, after the year we've had, we're excited to be spreading some aloha and having fun.
Another Maui business here at the Mana Up and Shopify Aloha Market is Maui Chris. Joining me now is Beth Apo. Beth, first off, tell us about your product. What exactly is Maui Chris?
Maui Chris is a thinly sliced beef trim, dehydrated, nice and crispy, and it's easy to eat.
You know, you guys are part of this Maui cohort that are here, a lot of Maui companies as part of this event. What does it mean for you guys to be representing the Valley Isle?
It means a lot to us to showcase our product here. It's pretty big.
Yeah. Are you excited to be here as well?
Yes.
Is this your first time in New York?
Yes.
Well, thank you guys so much, and best of luck. It should be a fun weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Well, make sure you stay tuned to Hawaii News Now, because in a few weeks, we're actually going to have a special that highlights more of the sights and sounds from the Aloha Market here in New York City. For now, we'll send things back over to the Hainau Gang in Hawaii, because guess what? I got some shopping to do.
All right, Mahalo, Ryan, you definitely deserve to shot, man. Now back over here real quick before we go to break. I want to show you a few of our live guests we have coming up over here. Chef Juan will be joining us from Buho to talk a little bit about Spam Jam. Ultras is also here again as we talk about National Volunteer Month. We also wanted to showcase our Pikmin Ohana, who is joining us here today from Rhode Island. So stay with us on Hainau Daily. We'll be right back.
Now that we're airing Hainau Daily live every day, let's tell everyone where they can find us.
Okay, for starters, we're live on TV on K5 and KGMB.
YouTube live, Facebook live, streaming live.
Wait, does that mean Roku?
Live.
You're kidding. Apple TV?
Live.
Okay, what about Amazon Fire?
Live.
Even the H&M?
Live.
Crazy.
Plus, we're turning it into a podcast so people can listen while they're on the go.
That's right. We'll keep the energy up, and we'll see you there.
Join us for the new live Hainau Daily, weekdays at 3.
How's it, Aloha gang, and welcome back to Hainau Daily. Big time weekend coming up as we celebrate one of Hawaii's most beloved foods and delicacies. In fact, we consume about 7 million cans of this stuff every single year. We're talking about the 20th annual Waikiki Spam Jam. This is the spam man right here. Talking to Mike. Welcome in.
Thanks, I know.
Oh, man. So, okay, what are we anticipating? 20th annual Waikiki Spam Jam.
So tomorrow is our big event. It's from 4 to 10 on Kalakaua Avenue. We're taking 5 city blocks, 3 entertainment stages, 30 restaurants, and you are gonna come and celebrate with us.
Oh, you have to. Now, all week on High Now, we've been getting a chance to just look at everyone's approach to spam. We got some dishes over here.
Oh, yeah, amazing stuff.
What are we looking at?
So right here on this side, we have from Yomi's Rice Yogurt and Ala Moana Center. They're making a spam cheese bread. So it's like a cream cheese bread with spam.
And they spam cheese bread. That gets like better as you add to it. Okay.
And, they're actually taking on a famous Japanese dish, spam taiyaki. It's an amazing, nice, sweet, savory dish. Here at Con Skewer, they came last year. They're bringing back their asparagus and spam skewers, as well as their pork belly and a spam skewer. They're actually spiced with a Mongolian spice.
That's I was going to say, you're going to have just kind of like a little bit of touch of heat on this bad boy over here. But look at this thing. This thing looks great. Yeah, we got a sample over here, right?
It's such a nice festival food. And finally, from Restaurant 604, this is the first year they're participating. They got some spam fries. They got a spam arancini ball. They got a, this is a salmon belly with with spam on rice. And they're also doing a spam ahi poke. Nachos. I mean, this is just some of the 75 different recipes you're going to see tomorrow at the Spam Jam.
Yeah, and in addition to all of the great food, lots of local vendors and restaurants, music, and a bunch of giveaways,
too. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be giving away two trips to Anywhere Alaska Airlines Flies. We'll have two tents if you donate to the Hawaii Food Bank. We'd be more than happy to have you enter and, you know, support the Hawaii Food Bank and a lot of the other charities that this festival takes.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's one of the truly great things about, in addition to getting a chance to celebrate Spam and Hawaii's love for it, is we really do get a chance to give back to the community.
Absolutely, it's a great way of us giving back, but still, giving back to our tummies.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Toby, thank you so much. We're going to bring you along with us over here. Now, from the savory, we're going to go to some sweet treats that's also going to be featured over there. We have Chef Dirk here from Il Gelato. Welcome in, Chef.
Hey, good seeing you again.
Very excited to have you here. Everyone is getting ready for this, a very special treat. But before we get to that, I want you to tell everybody out there a little bit about your background, because Chef is truly a master when it comes to gelato.
Well, thank you very much for the introduction and the credits up front. So, but I am an alumni from University of Hawaii. I got my PhD in chemistry. So I'm applying all my chemistry knowledge to make gelato, which is wonderful, without any chemistry. So everything is all natural, everything is made locally, and everything is just great and tasty.
Great and tasty. That sounds good. Can we get a look? What did you bring in for us today? What are we looking at?
Because spam is the theme, and we have not done this yet before, because spam is a kind of an interesting mixture for gelato. However,
I would imagine so.
Yes. So normally when you go to, so I was a world championship gelato maker for the Team USA, so we went to the world championship twice, and every single time you do have to do a savory gelato.
Okay.
Which nobody likes outside of the world besides the Italians. So we decided not to go savory on this, but to go sweet. So what we did is basically we're searing the spam, and then we caramelize it with sugar, and then we swirl it into our caramel, sea salted caramel gelato. And this is the outcome of it, and it's wonderfully sweet, a little bitter from the caramel, and then salty from the spam.
Absolutely, and I think my big takeaway is, all you chemists out there, how about some gelato? Let's. What else can we make? Can we scoop some up, Chef? Can we try some?
So furthermore, because some people want to have it really savory, so we also brought some for tomorrow. We bring some spam, seared spam, as a topping. So you can basically go as savory as you want.
That is crazy. Yes. Did you hear that, Toby? Seared spam going on top of the spam gelato.
Sign me up. Okay, so here is a scoop for our friends over there.
All right, that is looking beautiful. I want to try this. Can we have a couple of more? We have a lot of live audience members here that are joining us. Toby, can we have an extra pair of hands?
Yes.
Just when you thought you're all pumped.
There we go.
You get a
pair of hands to eat, right? That's what you wanted.
Wow. This is...
All right, I'm going to get these out of there.
This is really delicious.
Yes.
It is. It's kind of salty. It's creamy. It's fantastic. It's fabulous. I love that.
Yes, so it is very, I mean, something which you don't really expect when you talk about spam and sweet, but it comes out really, really good. So
can I go ahead and top? What do we have for the toppings?
So this is a spam, seared spam, and the other one is the caramel spam.
Say that again, Chip. Caramel.
Caramel spam.
Never, ever did I think the two would go together. Thank you, Waikiki.
Here we go.
Spam Jam Festival. Chef Dirk, thank you
a
so much.
A cup of happiness.
This is incredible. We're going to head out over here to the live audience and share some. Are you guys ready for Spam Jam? How are we doing out here? We're ready? We're going to head to break. Stay with us on High Now Daily. We'll be right back. Cheers. Whoa. That thing is pretty amazing.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was surprised myself.
Oh, nice.
Spotlight Now brings you in-depth interviews with newsmakers around the state on key issues facing our community. Spotlight Now, Tuesdays at 1 and 7 on K5. Sponsored by the Hawaii Executive Collaborative.
And welcome back to High Now Daily. We are here at Watanabe Floral, and Mother's Day is just around the corner, so we have some special things that we've been talking about all show long. I wanted to talk to Monty about this special room behind us. What's back there?
Well, this is called our bulk purchase cooler. It's the cooler we're mostly florists shop from, but anyone can shop in there. Not everyone knows that. So let's go take a look.
Let's take a look, because I had no idea that this existed, and I've been shopping at Watanabe Floral for a very long time. How did I not know this? But I'm very excited to be doing this, because for me and my ohana, we love to make like special bouquets. We like to make tablescapes for that special occasion. So this is the perfect spot for it, right?
Oh, definitely. So out on the floor, you have everything done in smaller retail bunches. In here, they're sold in larger bulk purchase type bunches, mostly for florists, but anyone, like you said, if you want to do your own party or you have your own event, everyone is welcome into this cooler. You can see an assortment of stuff. Graduation is coming up. If you want to make your own double carnation lei, here are the carnations that you can pick, an assortment of colors. Three bunches to make one double carnation lei, four bunches to make a triple carnation lei.
There is something so stunning about double and triple carnation lei. It is a showstopper. Everybody asks, like, oh my gosh, where did you get that from? But you can really make it yourself if you come over here and you grab a few bouquets, right?
There you go. And then we have a rescue flower section that's here. This is, these are like some of the flowers become unusable. We put everything here, and anyone can shop here. It's $1.99 a stem. Once you buy 10 or more stems, it's only 50 cents a stem.
This is so
today
neat.
You have a lot of roses. Sometimes there are other flowers here, but a lot of people will peek in here to see what's available before they decide on something else. But most people don't know about our rescue flower section as well.
This reminds me of like maybe for a little girl's party, if they wanted to do like a unicorn themed party, that would be the perfect addition to making all their little dreams come true. And I wanted to touch upon the fact that you guys have a lot of local flowers and greenery. Tell me how special that is to carry here, and also the Hawaiian legacy. What's that all about?
Yeah, again, we try to buy as many local source product as we can. So a lot of product coming from Maui, coming from the Big Island. Most of those are tropicals. You can see some of them here. But the Hawaii Legacy Forest Restoration Project is something that we're super excited about. They started on the Big Island where I'm from. They have 100 acres on the Honoka coastline that is fully grown now. We're starting here in Haleiwa, so there's actually a little section, a Watanabe Floral section of the Haleiwa Forest. So on our website, watanabefloral.com, right below the banner, there's a banner that says Hawaii Legacy Forest. You can actually click on that and buy a tree. So maybe you buy mom a tree this year, or maybe you buy a graduate a tree this year, something non-traditional. But again, it's us trying to do our part to Malama Aina here, make sure that Hawaii becomes sustainable for generations to come, because there are less and less floral providers now in Hawaii. So anything that we can do to our part to make it a more sustainable Hawaii, we're all for.
And ho'omopono is what you guys like to say here. Yes, okay. So come into Watanabe Floral, because for Mother's Day, they've got you hooked up with all of the beautiful arrangements, the lei, the pua, everything. But in addition to that, they've got chocolates, they've got baskets, they've got local snacks. So we're going to head into the outside where they've got a lot more of those snacks going on. You're watching High Now Daily. We'll be right back. I got to get more flowers. These are
pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now?
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
Aloha and welcome back to High Now Daily. For over 50 years, Ultras has really grown into a leader in staffing and human resources here in our community. And with April being National Volunteer Month, we're learning more about how the volunteers and the extended members of the Ohana at Ultras really give back to our local community. We have Sianna Hunt joining us here in the studio today. Welcome in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great Mahalo for being here.
Yeah, this is a fun time for us to be out extending ourselves in the community and be able to share that with you is really our privilege.
Definitely. So with April being National Volunteer Month, obviously Ultras has an incredible community of volunteering and supporting for a long time, but what does it mean to you folks and the staff?
Yeah, you know, as a staffing and HR company, we do a lot behind the scenes for our employers and the clients that we serve, but this is our chance to be out in the community and really to roll up our sleeves and to serve. I think that's really our kuleana, and we feel really passionate about it, and it's exciting for us.
Now, how over the years has Ultras really kind of created this culture of volunteerism by its employees and extended members of the family?
Yeah, you know, as an employer ourselves, we realize that it's our responsibility to sort of set tone, and our stuff is really inspired by our staff, and they wanted to be out in the community and to do things that were meaningful to them personally. And so most exciting to us is that a lot of this is staff-driven. Our Community by Ultras committee identifies nonprofits that we can be out and serving, and so we do that here all year round, but really in the month of April, highlighting a lot of the ways that we can give back.
In my preparation for today's interview and talking story with you, I was reading about how actually at Ultras, you even have this volunteer paid time off. That's an option for employees, correct?
We do. So a lot of people are used to a PTO policy. We also rolled out a VTO policy. So two paid days of time off to pick your charity of choice and to go out and give back. Some employees decide to do that together with other team members or cross-departmentally, and others just choose to do that on their own time. And so this is our way of really putting our money where our mouth is and saying, hey, we're just going to go out and lead by example.
Absolutely. And you've been a part of Ultras now for 6 years, as we're discussing previously. But what are some of the type of events and the nonprofit organizations you folks have been able to impact?
Yeah, you know, we this month have already been in a lot of different communities throughout the state. This month we were at Lau Kupu Day, working with Kupu out, doing a lot in the tree planting and clearing space. We've been at local Ea Fish Pond in Haleiwa, Special Olympics, serving our keiki, and the list goes on. Super, super really engaging ways that are unique to each employee's desire.
How important is that culture within a company? Almost like to have that support and know how important it is, not only to serve with what you folks are doing with Ultras, but really taking that initiative to give back to the community.
You know, I think it's inspiring. It's inspiring to our own staff who come to the table and say, you know, I'm really excited about giving back, and I want to be able to do that. Not just me and my family, but also me and my coworkers. We enjoy being together, and this is just one more opportunity for us to go out and do that. It's cross-collaboration for us, and we really feel like a stronger and better team as a result of the time that we spend out in our community with our nonprofit partners.
Sianna, tell us a little bit about this match program and what that means with Ultras.
Yeah, so in addition to that, you know, we give our time, our talent, and our treasure, and so a part of our giving is an employee match. So we match donations of our own employees as our Ultras Foundation, making sure that we're also stepping up to support the places where our employees are really passionate to be giving.
Absolutely, and obviously with it being April and National Volunteer Month, but really any time is a good time to get involved. And I know with Ultras specifically, there's many nonprofits that you work with. What do you recommend for people who are looking to get involved but maybe don't know where to start?
Yeah, you know, our goal is to lead by example, and for employers or for employees that are looking for finding their footprint in giving back, you know, really invite them to look at their nonprofit partners that they're excited about serving. It's where you're passionate about that you make the most difference, and volunteerism is really what makes Hawaii go round. It's what we're good at, and so find that community partner, take a look at where you're passionate, and reach out to them and ask them how you can give back and how you can help. If you're looking for ways to do that and you're at a loss, call us at Ultras. We have tons of nonprofit partners that we work with, and I'm happy to help set you up with a great partnership.
Absolutely. And Sianna, thank you so much. And to all the staff and the many members at Ultras for really giving back to our community.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Now, we're going to head to break right now. We're going to have this all posted at highnowdaily.com. You're watching High Now, and we'll be right back. Thanks, Sianna.
Thank you.
So
great.
Yeah, great to meet you.
I hate the word super, and it comes out like four times. Super duper.
Spotlight Now brings you in-depth interviews with newsmakers around the state on key issues facing our community. Spotlight Now, Tuesdays at 1 and 7 on K5. Sponsored by the Hawaii Executive Collaborative.
Aloha everyone and welcome back to High Now Daily. I'm here at the historic Hawaii Theater in their Manini Gallery, a cool initiative that supports local Hawaii-based artists. Here now is Solomon Enos, who's featured in the gallery right now. Thank you for joining me here.
Oh, an honor, mahalo.
It's an honor. Congratulations on having this exhibit. Tell me how this all came about.
Oh, so it's been a real joy to be working with Johnny at Manini Gallery, and I have a show here that is really the sum of many travels I've been taking across the Pacific.
Yeah, and you have been traveling across the Pacific as a true artist, and we can walk through and take everyone along at home on just a little about this exhibit in general.
Absolutely, sure. So these are visions that are hopeful. They're celebrating the potential for human beings to be able to transcend seemingly insurmountable challenges and find a way, instead of fighting against nature, to dance with nature.
Yeah, and to coexist and to just thrive, really.
Absolutely.
Tell me, as we walk through the gallery, a little bit about yourself. I know you're a native Hawaiian.
Sure.
From where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Waianae. Yeah, born and raised. And my family has always had a strong connection with the land and the ocean out in Waianae. Mm-hmm. And it's been a real joy to be bringing together, you know, the land, the ocean, and, you know, surrealism and futurism and science fiction. We're one third of the Earth's surface, and we need new genres to tell stories in Hawaii.
Yeah, right now you're seeing a little of his cloud sculptures. Your love affair with Keo Mele Mele, who I'm absolutely in love with. And so here now we're in, and this is a special area of just like, you also do these epoxy clay and different types of forms of art. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So I'm very interested in trying to explore as many medium, many forms, so two-dimensional, three-dimensional work. And it's really to try to give the audience as many different perspectives to have, you know, hope manifest in as many different ways so that it can, you know, we can articulate it, you know, across the islands and across the world.
Yeah, and through your travels, bringing you back home here to Hawaii, what is something that you keep, when people look into what you create so intently, what is something you hope people get for the future?
Sure, absolutely. If we keep watching movies, creating video games, all about how we're gonna fail as a species, as peoples, then that's what we're gonna get. Mm-hmm. So we have to go in the opposite direction. What does peace look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What does it sound like? The more ways that we can articulate this narrative, the more likely we're gonna get there.
Yeah, wow, I love that so much. Thank you for sharing that.
Mahalo.
So you are gonna be here at the Manini Gallery. We're gonna be able to see you on First Friday in May here. You also have a lot of cool things going on. Tell us about that.
Well, I've also been selected to be the artist that's gonna be creating the design for the Capitol Pools project.
Wow.
So my understanding, I just found out just about a week ago, that it's gonna be the largest contemporary art installation in Hawaii's history.
That is so neat.
And I'm ready for it. Because at my role as an artist in residence at the Capitol Modern, I'm in community, and I'll be creating the artwork in community, and I'll be inviting people to come and help out.
Wow.
So yeah, absolutely. Okay, if you come by, I give you a brush and you can help me paint them.
There you go.
It's 2 acres of artwork, so,
oh
get,
my
so
gosh.
Get ready.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, well tell everybody quickly where they can find more information on you.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm at Solomon Enos, and I'm also at the Contemporary Modern. I'm there just about every day.
There you go, and you can follow Manini Gallery, where you can see his work at the Historic Hawaii Theater. You guys, this is such a cool initiative that the theater has here, featuring Hawaii-based local artists like you. Mahalo nui.
Mahalo.
All right, we're gonna have this all up for you on HaianaoDaily.com. Happy Aloha Friday. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Welcome to the High Now Kitchen, where we're cooking up a new recipe for High Now called High Now Daily.
First ingredient, the host you know and love.
That's right, mixing local fashion experts, family events, restaurants.
But I feel like we need something just a little more spicy.
Yeah, I got it. Let's do it live.
A whole hour of us going live? Well, that does sound spicy and a little bit dangerous.
Hey, it was either that or ghost peppers.
Let's do it. Let's go live.
Join us for the new live High Now Daily every weekday at 3 on K5 and KGMB.
Hey, how's it all, gang, and welcome back to High Now Daily. Summertime is right around the corner, and in addition to it being good fun for our family and friends here in the islands, it's actually peak season for bed bugs and termites. And sitting down with us to tell us a little bit about how he can help you, your family, your home, your business is Patrick Costa from Vela Pest Control. Welcome in.
Thank you very much.
Mahalo nui for being here. So Vela Pest Control, Patrick, who are you guys and what do you guys do?
Well, we're a heat treatment company. We use no chemicals. We're totally green, and we come into your home and we solve your problems. We don't manage your problems. Like some companies, they put you on a program, they sell you a contract. We don't do none of that stuff. We're one and done. We come in one day and we solve your problem.
Okay, so with bed bugs in particular, if you have one, chances are you probably have multiple, right? So the best advice out there is like, don't wait.
No, treat it right away. If you see one, there's many more that you don't see. They're like cockroaches. You don't see them. When you're not home, that's when they come out. When you're sleeping at night, that's when they come out, they do a blood feed, they go back down and hide. So you don't see them all the time.
Gotcha. So with Vela Pest Control, there's many things that make the company unique. One being that the staff are all certified, correct?
All certified personnel. You'll be hard to find other companies who are certified in heat treatment.
And what makes the heat treatment kind of different than traditional methods that people would use to treat it in the past?
Well, there's also other things that that are beneficial, like it deodorizes your place, it kills airborne allergens, dust mites. If there's COVID there, it'll kill it in the first 15 minutes. And a host of other insects and bugs, it'll take care of that also.
Oftentimes, too, if people are coming across problems like this, maybe the initial thought is that they got a tent, right? They might have to tent their house or what have you, but are you folks able to come in, same-day treatment if necessary?
Yes, you don't have to tent your house. We come in, we do the opposite of tenting. We treat from the inside out. So you get a better treatment because it's right at the source. You know, we're not just throwing chemicals inside there or heat everywhere. We specifically aim it to certain areas where the bugs are.
And is this good for commercial, residential? What type of projects is Vela Pest Control able to treat?
We can do all kinds of applications, whether it be residential, hotels, commercial. We do the whole building. Well, small type. We don't do massive hotel buildings, of course, but we are capable of doing small buildings, yes.
What is the best way to schedule a consultation with Vela Pest Control? People want to get more information, they want to get you guys out for a site visit. What's the best way to do all that?
Well, give us a call. I'll give you all the information you need to, and then you can make a conscious decision whether you want to move forward with us or, but I recommend you do something. If you don't do anything, it's going to multiply, and then you're going to be faced with an outbreak of bugs.
Also, real quick, Patrick, and this is important too, the type of product that you're using, very sustainable as well. It's a green treatment, correct?
Green, no chemicals whatsoever, whatsoever. So you don't have to worry about years down the road being affected by chemicals, inhaling them, and you know, you never know what's going to happen by ingesting chemicals.
Okay, gotcha. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We also want to extend a very generous offer to our High Now viewers right now. So if you book with Vela Pest Control, you mention High Now, you're actually going to get $100 off your treatment. That's right. When you call Patrick, let him know that you saw it on High Now. Mention High Now for your chance to save $100. We're going to have all this up at highnowdaily.com. You're watching High Now, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Little couple breaks.
Spotlight Now brings you in-depth interviews with newsmakers around the state on key issues facing our community. Spotlight Now, Tuesdays at 1 and 7 on K5, sponsored by the Hawaii Executive Collaborative.
Welcome back to High Now Daily. We're here at Watanabe Floral ahead of Mother's Day. That's happening May 12th. But also, graduation is happening simultaneously. So tell us about what's going on over here.
Yep, it's absolutely graduation time. In fact, the University of Hawaii graduates on the day before Mother's Day. So those two things in one day. But we have an assortment of stuff. Rachel, in the month of May, we'll sell around 50,000 lei.
Wow.
And just, unfortunately, there's just not enough floral lei in Hawaii anymore. So you have to get a little bit creative. So these are some of our creative non-floral options. Of course, we'll have floral options, but these are some of the fun yarn lay, ceramic plumeria lay, stuffed animals.
This is exactly what graduates in Hawaii look like. It's like all the way up to their eyes, over the top of their head. They cannot see, but that's what it looks like. I love that you have some different styles. As we move over here, this has like all the
different school colors, and then we even have money lay on a budget.
You can put
whatever denomination you want to have in here. This is a local kind money lei.
Right,
ceramic lei made by a local provider. So it's so hard to get pikake and pakalan on some of the favorites. So there's a lady that does it in a ceramic version, pua keni keni ceramic version as well. So we have all of these other non-traditional options, including the ability to use snacks to make lei, because we know kids, they kind of like to eat too. So
there's
all kinds of options.
But yeah, you can put the little string right inside, and then that's a good one. Everybody likes that. And
we have these gummy lei too, which is very popular. Believe it or not, shipping these to the mainland is pretty popular because it's so unique to Hawaii to have that. So the other thing that we're excited about, Rachel, is all month long we're going to be partnering with Make-A-Wish Hawaii. We're going to be soliciting money in our stores the entire month and online as well. And then on Saturday the 11th, the second busiest day of the year for us, a percentage of sales all day long will go back to benefit the amazing people at Make-A-Wish. So not only can you honor your graduate and take care of mom, but you can make a difference in the community, because these kids, these wishes really change their hope and give them hope to keep fighting and survive. So we're excited to partner with them.
Amazing. I love the work that you folks are doing here at Watanabe Flora with Make-A-Wish, and you have so many partners that you work with on the daily. So a big mahalo to you folks. Also, there's a whole bunch of snacks back here. So traditional or non-traditional, there's really something for every graduate. There is something for every mama out there. And I wanted to bring it back to Mother's Day, remind everybody about the incredible specials and about the free delivery and how they can take advantage of all the things that are happening here at Watanabe Floral.
Get your Mother's Day product early, watanabefloral.com, Mother's Day page. Everything is $10 cheaper until Tuesday the 30th. It goes up by $10 on the first. Free delivery available from Waipahu to Kahala Monday and Tuesday, May 6th and May 7th. Virtually island-wide delivery on those same days as well for just $10. And then virtually island-wide delivery all the way through Saturday, closed on Sunday, extended hours Friday 8 to 5, Saturday 8 to 6. Whew, we're ready for mom.
Oh, they are ready for all of you to come in and shop with them for Mother's Day and, of course, graduation. Thank you, Monty, for having me today.
Oh, thank
and for
you for
my
being
beautiful
here.
Lip pool.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to send things back to the studio, Kaino.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachel. How's it, Monty? Good to see you folks back over here in the Hainau Kitchen. We're joined by Chef Juan as we continue to talk about the 20th annual Waikiki Spam Jam that's going on. It's going to feature over 30 local restaurants, all with a unique and different approach to spam grinds over here in Hawaii. So what is Buho doing, Chef? What we got?
All right. This year, we will be doing our spam taco with our house-made dry rub, some pico de gallo on top, and then some salsa of your choice, mild or spicy. We'll be doing a corn in a cup, basically street corn, but make it less messy. So we put it in a cup, choice of toppings. This one has some hot Cheetos, cheese, mayonnaise, cilantro. For dessert, we will be having a foot-long churro, cinnamon sugar, warm. And then to drink, we'll be having some jamaica hibiscus.
What is that, jamaica? You explain
it. Yeah. Try it. So jamaica is basically the hibiscus flower. In Mexico, it's endemic to Mexico. We use it to make tea and water.
This is very delicious.
And we sweeten it.
You could even get a little tequila in here and kind of party.
It's great
maybe.
With tequila.
All right, Chef, and your approach, obviously, you went with tacos for the Spam Jam.
Yeah, I mean, we got to do tacos, right? Can't get more Mexican than tacos. And then growing up in Mexico, Spam was not something we had readily available.
Right.
But, you know, I've been here for over 2 years now, so
and you're
it's
like,
become part of my diet.
People be loving the Spam over here in the islands.
Yeah.
Love it. Right now, at this point, we want to bring in our next guest who's hanging out with us, who came in from Minnesota via Wisconsin. This is Janessa from Hormel Foods.
That's right.
And in 1937, Janessa, Hormel Foods gave Spam to the world.
That's right, we did. And ever since then, I'd say it's become this culinary comfort food that really has exploded in Hawaii. And so that's why we're here. We came all the way from Minnesota to show the community our love as well. So we're excited to see all the fans come out at Spam Jam Festival tomorrow night. And if you see me around, I'd love to chat about your love for the Spam brand as well.
Okay, and I'm curious too, how does the flavors work its way into what you guys are gonna experiment? We've seen so many different types of Spam flavors. It's grown so much.
Yes, yes, you've got your classic, which is the tried and true. If you're looking for a little less sodium, we've got our 25% less sodium. And then we've got a whole variety of flavors, from sweeter ones like maple to hot and spicy jalapeno if you want to pack a little punch as well.
Okay, I'm curious, when you walk in and you just see everyone's approach to Spam, are you just like, this is some incredible stuff?
Mind blown. Mind blown.
Spam tacos.
Spam tacos.
There's so much
We've
happening.
We've got the gelato. There are so many different options. That's, I think, what I'm most excited to see tomorrow night is just everyone's unique twist and take on the Spam brand and incorporating it into their own cuisines, even if it's not, you know, originated from the country you're from, but your own take at it is just beautiful.
Definitely. Everyone has a different approach. And we're actually going to end the show today. Chef Juan, I want you guys to come in here. This is courtesy of this great local business over here, the Asato Family Shop. I want you guys to take a look at this. What we're looking at here is Spam eggs and rice ice cream. That's right. I did not stutter, Chef. Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think you'd be getting down on something like this?
No. I am at a loss for words.
All right, we got to try this, gang.
I got
spoons for you folks.
You. Spam and eggs, one of the top usage occasions. Spam and rice, probably the third.
Yeah.
With ice cream? Not on the list. Now it's on the list.
It is on the list.
Now
mahalo nui
to
the Asato Family Shop. Get in there.
All right.
Ladies first, Chef Juan. Get a good scoop there. And again, make sure you check it out. The Spam Jam Festival 20th annual. It's free to attend. Local vendors as we celebrate truly a Hawaii delicacy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, is that good? Is that doing it?
Wow.
Go try it this weekend, gang.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza! Hungry for some pizza now?
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.